Richard Tabors is an energy and electricity consultant and an economist. He joins us now from Cambridge, Massachusetts, to explain how the electricity grid works. A lot of people don't think about electricity, I guess the electricity that powers their lights and their air conditioners, perhaps don't understand how power is moved around. First, what exactly is an electricity grid?
Well, the electricity grid is the high voltage part of the system that moves energy that's generated at power plants into cities like New York City and others, basically from the generator to the load. And it is a large network, basically, so that it's not just a single wire, but rather a network of wires that provides the energy and provides generally the stability in the system.
The mayor, Mayor Bloomberg, just explained that this problem began perhaps in upstate New York or perhaps even in Canada. What's surprising is that it could affect such a large swath of the United States and stretch into Canada. How could an area this large get knocked out?
Well, the whole of the eastern part of the United States is interconnected, electrically interconnected, and the northeastern part of the U.S. is particularly tightly interconnected. The system in New York that stretches really across New York and down into New York City has had stability problems for a long time, and it is an issue and has been an issue in New York for many years. So the answer to the question is that you have a highly interconnected system. And that system, when it becomes unstable, as it apparently did in this case, will start to get the automatic parts of the system to fight against each other. And it appears as though that did occur in this case.
So it creates confusion within the system.
Well, it creates instability in the system, which looks pretty confusing. But it also occurs astoundingly rapidly. And I think that's the part that's hard for people frequently to appreciate is that the system itself operates on 60ths of a second, and so when things become unstable, they can become unstable in seconds. And all of the controls are automatic. So when the controls themselves start to fight against each other is when you start to have a situation like we had apparently, and I say apparently, today that was initiated in upstate New York. And then took out in terms of the system as a whole, the areas to the south, the areas to the north, and then some areas to the west.
We've seen very high temperatures up and down the eastern seaboard. Is that a factor?
It probably is a factor in that the controlling system, the controllers for the wires, they're pieces of hardware, and it's not unlikely that one of those pieces of hardware failed or one of the pieces of the protection equipment in one piece of hardware failed.
And you noted that things fall apart very quickly. The mayor just warned us that it will probably take quite a while to get the system up and going. How long?
It's always hard to say how long, and the answer doesn't hold for everyone. The systems have to be brought up one piece at a time. And so New York City, because the load there is so great, is a hard one to bring back up again. So what we will see is that individual parts of this grid will be brought back and that eventually the whole grid will be brought back, but it will be brought back one piece at a time.
And will they try to bring back the smaller service areas first and work their way toward the center city, toward Manhattan?
No, I doubt that they'll do that. But, you know, there is a very specific set of rules in New York and throughout all of the electrical world about exactly what you do first and second and third and fourth. So there is a set of rules, and somebody at the New York ISO is sitting there going through those rules right now.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Richard Tabors is an energy consultant and an economist. He spoke to us from Cambridge, Massachusetts.